Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Looking at my notes here, and looks like every third story I've written down is about ejaculation. What's up with that?
It's almost like there's a theme here.
Yeah. I don't
know.
You tend
to gravitate towards those stories.
I don't know. I'm just looking there. I'm thinking, oh, ejaculation. Oh, that means that's something about ejaculation. Okay. There's other stuff in here, too.
We have that many stories about that.
No, we don't, but I just see the word ejaculation written two or three times in this list. And the list isn't that big today, so we'll figure out how we can spread that out.
So to speak.
Draft day today. That's the best part about not paying attention to the pre-draft. And this year, I didn't pay attention to it at all. It's all of a sudden, bang, it's here. I mean, I didn't watch any of the so-called the mock drafts. I didn't watch any of those guys on ESPN talking about this at all. I was just been busy for about a month or so. And now it's here, which is great. Which is great, since I didn't pay attention to it, it'll be all new to me tonight.
Your algorithm isn't getting deluged.
Well, I don't really pay attention to it. No, I really don't.
I get a ton of clickbait crap every day about the Vikings.
Yeah.
And I don't click on it because, they're going to draft all the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
All of them.
They're going to trade everything.
Seven quarterbacks.
And they're going to trade Justin Jefferson and blah, 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 blah.
Let's hope.
Who picks first tonight of all our teams?
The Bears.
Why, the Vikings?
Bears.
Yeah.
The Vikings.
Probably the Vikings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they traded up. I think they got the number 11 and the number 23, but they may trade those. So who knows?
We'll find out. Or they might not trade. They might not pick at all. Remember, they missed a pick one year.
Yeah, they couldn't.
They said, 15 minutes went by. Oh, we forgot.
What round was that?
Asleep
first
at the
round,
switch.
Wasn't it?
It was the first
they
round.
They missed the first round pick.
Yeah, and the Ravens went running, running to the podium. We're ready. Here.
What year was that?
Not that long ago. Within 10 years. Yeah.
Oh, now, man. It might have been longer
somebody
than
had to
that.
Somebody had to be fired for that, Todd.
The GM should be fired.
Yeah. Somebody, yeah. Oh, we've been up for about 10 minutes. Oh, but we only got 5 minutes. Oh, damn it.
Does it feel like we're forgetting something?
That was...
Why is everybody looking at our
that
table?
That was 2003.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. It's still in modern times, for Christ's sake.
You know? It says on TV, you're on the clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Why are they looking at us?
And it was the number 7 pick.
Yeah.
And then
why is everybody calling us right now?
And Jacksonville rushed up to pick Byron Leftwich because
was, really?
Minnesota let the clock run out.
Leftwich was decent. I mean, he had a decent.
I forget
decent
now. Do they totally sacrifice that pick then?
No,
and don't get the pick till the next round.
No,
I forgot.
I guess they just They can. It says they ended up picking the number 9 pick.
Okay.
It
took them that long to get their S together?
Jacksonville went ahead and picked up Leftwich. Carolina jumped in and took somebody. And
were they
going to
pick Leftwich, Todd? Did the Vikings have a quarterback in 03? Were they going to pick Leftwich?
Probably
there?
Not.
Okay. Who was their quarterback in 03?
Quarterback in 03.
Culpepper? That wasn't.
It might have been.
Was that Dante Culpepper era? Yeah,
that was the Culpepper era.
All right, well.
Or whoever succeeded him.
What time does it start tonight, man?
Yes.
Sometime. Yes, exactly.
Looks like they, on the board when the Vikings picked Kevin Williams, Terrell Suggs was the next pick. Troy Polamalu was
Todd's
later.
Boy, man. Polamalu, man. Man, people that missed him.
All
the safety
favorite.
Ever, man.
8 Eastern, 7 Central. And it's just the first round tonight.
Yeah. Right, first round. Okay.
The Vikings not picking there.
It's in Detroit, right?
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately.
That's another reason. It doesn't seem to be getting the hype because it's not in Vegas, you know? Because well, Vegas was, all, you know, was all, everybody was just kind of hanging out.
Nobody's happy about going to Detroit.
No,
right. And it is April, but still not Vegas.
Still.
Are they going to continue to spread it around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh put their name in for it for a couple of
years. Green Bay's got it here next year or the year after.
Yeah. I suppose everybody wants it.
The Applebee's better beef up.
It does draw the tourists. Draft tourism.
Yeah, they better put it out to a tent, that Applebee's. Don't you think, Nick?
Yeah.
Get spread out.
They're
going to
need a lot of margarita mix.
Yeah, Green Bay is next year.
There's nothing to do there, man. Jesus. All right.
I think the Vikings not picking there shows how hard mock drafts are.
Yeah.
How many mock drafts that year showed the Vikings missing their pick and taking number 9 instead?
Yeah, nobody called that one.
Yeah, nobody gets those right. Even the studs don't get those right. Who's got number 1 pick? Oh, the Bears are going to take the dude from USC, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Peter King just retired, and he said that that's one thing he's not going to miss. Or the thing he'll miss the least about the job is doing mock drafts.
Yeah, because you feel like an idiot, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I think the best people that do those get, I don't even know what the percentage is, but it's not good.
It's very bad. It's right away, there's always a trade. They go, oh, I didn't see that coming. Oh, there goes my mock draft. Son of a bitch.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, here's the masturbating story. Masturbating can lower prostate cancer upwards to 31% if you do it frequently. Now, that's not just masturbating. That's just having an orgasm.
Yeah,
be with a woman. Yeah, coming out somehow, either woman or by yourself or a guy. I don't care where you are. 21 times a month. At least 21 times a month can lower your prostate cancer risk by 31%. That is huge compared to people that only ejaculate 4 to 7 times a month. And I think I can speak for me. There are people like that, Puss. There are people like that don't tug it as much as
your dad.
Use, I understand, for the ejaculation, sexual intercourse.
Yeah,
that is
well, it said both. It said both.
21 is the number we've heard forever.
To get to 21, you're gonna have to
You're not gonna get
unless
one
you're brand new in a relationship. That ain't happening. And you're younger, brand new relationship, and she wants to do it all the time. Or you just
I'd probably ask 21 times a month.
Yeah,
that doesn't count. Yeah. Well, it probably does count. Really? Then you just go masturbate anyway, right? Okay,
I'll be back.
No. I think that's good news because you know.
No, that's an easy number. Once you get into the
you're hitting 21.
Right. Once you're committed to it, yeah.
You got 7 whole days. You don't masturbate in a month. Sometimes more than that.
Yeah.
You know? 21 days is easy.
Double up for 10 days.
Easy. I wonder if you can if they can spill over into the next month, for lack of a better term.
Spill over.
Like I did 30. I did 30 last month.
Yeah.
And they spill over.
I don't think you can bank.
You're more of a yearly average.
I wonder if you do it like 30.
That would be the literal spank bank.
Right.
Yeah, it would be.
But the spank bank doesn't work in that instance.
Spank bank. So guys, start tugging that. Like we had to tell you to do that. Right.
What is that? We're looking about 250 times a year.
Having an orgasm either with yourself or with a partner, right? Exactly, 250 times a year. Like you're going to fill a lot of that in with by yourself, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot of just, oh.
those are the less memorable ones.
But think.
Gets all clean this up.
It's good for you, though. Remember that. It's good for you, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody wants
it doesn't seem right. like it at the moment.
Well, work it into your daily schedule.
Well, no, it's after the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
After the moment. Yeah, it's right after, like, ah. Yeah.
Is there any other exercise that involves that amount of shame? Like, right after it's done.
Right after it's done. And the word shame's not it. It's just
disappointment?
Yeah, it's just, all right.
It's not, it's not pride.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely not pride.
It's like you're walking away from the weight machine.
Unless you look in the mirror like Billy
Eilish,
right, yeah.
Yeah, but it's definitely not shame at this point anymore.
No, I wouldn't think so. Yeah. The word, for some people it probably is, but not for us, you know. But it's like, I think it's one of those... Ah, all right, yeah. Okay, now what do I do?
You have to get rid of it.
Yeah, yes, you got to get rid of it, exactly. Is that a phone call? Somebody calling you, puss, while they're masturbating?
Yeah, that's exactly what that
might
was.
Have been it
yeah.
completely. Okay, good.
Calling and masturbating at the same time.
At the morning.
Multitasking already.
Just to call you.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You got two hands.
Puss. Yes, you do.
You can do voice dialing, too, these days.
What was that?
You know, hey, Siri, call, you know, so you don't even need a hand for that. Oh, man, look at that. My Siri just woke up.
Would you like to masturbate, puss? Do you have an English girl talking to you, or is she on just a regular chick?
I swear to God, I
never change the voice.
I never use Siri.
Here do I, puss, and I don't know why.
Use Siri.
Everybody I know uses it. I just don't ever do it. I don't know why. I think I feel like an idiot talking to the phone.
I do, yeah.
And it's dumb, because I think it's a great thing to be able to do. That's why I can't talk to text. I just can't do it.
I feel supremely lazy.
Yeah.
If I say, you know, hey, Siri, look this up. Nope, I did it again.
I don't have it set up because my wife's name is Sarah.
Oh.
And I'd imagine that there would be a lot of confusion there.
Yeah. You said that like we remembered. Oh, that's right, it is Sarah.
Well, yeah, Siri would think I want to make out with it all the time.
I don't know.
So you want to
have sex?
Stop it. Like, I'm a robot.
Because I have the inferior droid, I don't know that I have the talks to text feature, but I know
sure
I can send, messages, you know, like audio messages through the text.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a talk to text feature. Everybody does.
Yeah, but people who do that annoy me. My wife's, my buddy's wife is in the back seat talking to her phone all the time.
That's lame.
We make fun of her.
While she's in the car with other people?
Period.
You have two thumbs. Just use them.
There's other people in the car, but she uses it all the time. I don't think she ever actually uses the keyboard.
See, that's why I would feel supremely lazy doing that. And I feel
but
lazy
I
enough
do it. It's quicker. You know, who was the quarterback for the Packers or whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's quicker, but I never do it either. I always type it out, and it takes me forever to type because I'm not a good typer anyway, so whatever.
No, I'm a pretty good two-thumb typer.
My thumbs anymore. I just use my finger. I fat thumb that crap, you know.
I'm always
21 times a month, by the way.
I'm always confused by people you see that'll do one thumb and one finger.
I don't do thumbs at all. I can't do it.
It's all thumbs for me.
Like most people, like younger people. My daughter's really good at it, but I can never do it that way. You know? Mine's just one old big finger there.
I guess I'm an all thumb guy too.
It's two thumbs the whole time.
Thumb straight up, right? Okay. And apparently there's another article about ejaculation. We talked about ultrasounds yesterday and maybe after the break. Does that happen a lot? Ultrasound ejaculation?
Oh yeah, that guy sent us. That was like that was like a case study from some men's health thing.
Yeah, we were talking about guys that have to go to a female doctor, which we also got our Dr. Justin checked in about that. I was hoping he'd just write in there, hey, why don't you have a girl write this? I'm out, you know?
But he felt the love of us beating him up yesterday.
He did? Okay. Yeah. I always like to hear Todd read it first. I haven't got a chance to skim that yet, but we'll get to Dr. Justin. We mentioned yesterday that you can live longer if you have a female doctor.
Yeah, they're just better in most every way.
Yeah.
But don't masturbate in front of the female doctor. You can live longer if you masturbate.
For that. Yeah.
I think that's a blanket statement for all doctors.
Make that a separate occasion.
But your guy doctor's seen it.
You know, getting rid of the prostate cancer and lengthening your life that way. And then wait till you get home to masturbate.
Yeah, just don't do that in the doctor's office.
Yeah, I wouldn't throw it off ahead of time
period.
When she's walking in there, you know, especially with the nurse usually. They both walk in together, you know. Sorry about that. I'm just cleaning this.
I believe there was a masturbation reference from one of the patients in Dr. Justin's email.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah, because guys are pigs.
Cool. Yeah. download the brand new Todd and Tyler app, the podcast there. The live show podcast still up, too. You want to check it out. It'll always be up. You haven't got a chance to check it out. Do that. It was a fun, drunken night a couple weeks ago, actually, at this point. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.